One of the really interesting examples of that I saw a couple of years ago in a classroom that I was visiting. It was a kindergarten classroom. Actually, it was three kindergarten classrooms in a big pod with three teachers. And I was coming to see what they were up to. It was in a core area of a city. These teachers had been working really hard together to figure out how they could allow students, even in kindergarten, to lead some of their own learning. And I arrived in about February, and the teacher said to me, as we were talking about a number of things, she said, "I'm really sorry. It's all about, look, this whole classroom's all about trees." And I said, "Well, trees are a very good thing." And she said, no, you don't understand. We've been on trees for 3 months." And she said, "I got really worried when I heard you were coming to visit, because I thought, I have to get them off trees. And I keep trying, and I can't get them to leave the tree thing." She said, "Except for one group over there who are all about volcanoes." But anyway, she said, "So I got really panicky because I knew you were coming, and I thought, we have curriculum expectations, and how am I going to be able to tell Mary Jean that we're actually covering the curriculum?" She said, "And then I finally pulled the curriculum document out and realized that in the 3 months we've been talking about trees, we've probably covered 2/3 of the curriculum." And she said, they got on the trees in the first place because this was in a city, and it was in an old section of town, and there were these lovely trees lining the avenue in front of the school. And one day, these kids all came to school in about late October or so, and the city was cutting down and chipping all of these trees.
Oh.
And the kids were incensed, like, "Why are you taking away our trees? This is awful." They were ready to form little kindergarten rings around the trees. they said to the teacher, "Why are they cutting down our trees?" And the teacher, being a very smart person, said, "Well, I don't know. We should try to find out. How might we find out?" So off they went out in front of the school to talk to the people from the city about why the trees were being cut down. Well, you should have seen these, 75 or so or 60 or whatever little kindergarten kids when they found out trees could get sick. And these trees were being cut down because they were sick and they didn't want them to infect other trees. Well, that started them down a whole set of new questions. And so what the teacher was learning in that process was that you can take things that kids bring to the classroom in terms of their interests and things that have them sort of really deeply engaged in their learning. And if you know the curriculum expectations, you can weave those into the work that students are doing in a whole host of places. So there's that kind of learning process going on out there among teachers all across the province that's quite exciting to see, because students are doing these inquiries alone and in groups, and teachers are doing inquiries about their work alone and in groups.